Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for January 21st, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. Facebook will begin rolling out a newsfeed petition feature in the U.S. today called Community Actions. Users can add a title, description, and an image to their petition, as well as tag relevant government agencies and officials for notification. Each community action will include its own discussion board, fundraisers, and be able to host Facebook events. Facebook will display the number of supporters in a community action, but only the names of your friends will be visible. Facebook is trying to keep community actions focused on more local issues by showing special constituent flare badges and preventing tagging of some national politicians, including President Trump and Vice President Pence. I can't imagine anything will go wrong with this. The French data protection watchdog CNIL issued its first GDPR fine, citing Google 50 million euros. The fine comes from the onboarding process when setting up a new Android phone. The regulatory body found that the process lacks transparency, as Google uses intentionally broad and obscure language and requires clicking through 5 to 6 links to find out how information is used to personalize ads, for example. CNIL also found Google broke GDPR data consent rules by not providing specific and unambiguous consent options and pre-ticking an agreement to its privacy policy. The fine stems from a May 2018 complaint from the nonprofit Noid. WhatsApp Vice President for Policy and Communications Victoria Grand announced that going forward, all users would be limited to forwarding messages to a maximum of 5 recipients. The move is an attempt to limit the spread of misinformation and rumors, and is a global expansion of what the company rolled out in India in July. Previously, forwards could be sent to up to 20 recipients. Security researcher Denis Salianin published a vulnerability for the ThreatX real-time operating system that allows for malicious code to be executed without user interaction. ThreatX is a commonly used firmware for wireless chipsets, and the exploits was demoed on a Marvell chipset used on the PS4, Xbox One, Microsoft Surface laptops, and Valve Steam Link, among many others. The exploit is a result of a memory block pool overflow and can be triggered by sending malformed Wi-Fi packets when the device scans for available networks, which by default is set to happen every 5 minutes by the firmware. Proof of concept code has not been released to prevent the flaw from being exploited in the wild, and patches are under development. In an SEC filing, Disney disclosed that its investment in Hulu was the primary cause for a $580 million loss in equity investments this fiscal year. This number comes before the company acquires an additional 30% stake in Hulu following its 21st Century Fox acquisition. Disney also disclosed a $469 million loss in its direct-to-consumer segment, which is largely made up of BAMTech, its streaming video technology business. To put these numbers in context, all of Disney's media networks brought in $7.3 billion in operating income for fiscal 2018. Uber posted job openings for a micro-mobility robotics team with the goal of developing electric scooters and bikes capable of driving themselves to charging station. Currently, Uber's Jump and other scooter rental apps like Lime and Bird use contractors to collect depleted scooters. The posting said the team will also work to improve safety, rider experience, and the operational efficiency of our shared electric scooters and bicycles through the application of sensing and robotics technologies. And finally, Google is adding support for speed limits and speed traps in Google Maps for Android and iOS. Posted speed limits will now show up in the lower left-hand portion of the app, while speed traps will get a camera icon on the map and prompt an audio warning. Speed trap support is rolling out to the US, UK, and Denmark, while speed limit support is coming to the UK, US, Australia, Russia, Brazil, Mexico, Canada, India, and Indonesia. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.